Hello, and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on infrastructure optimization. My name is Valerie Lee. During the session, we will look at the infrastructure optimization model. We'll talk about what the infrastructure optimization initiative is, what its goals are, and how the IO model is used. The IO model encompasses three perspectives: core infrastructure, which encompasses the IT infrastructure; business productivity, which covers the management and control of content, data, and processes; and application platform, which concerns the delivery and execution of applications. This series of sessions concerns itself with the core infrastructure and how to improve the IT processes within the organization. To start the discussion, we'll look at some common infrastructure challenges and concentrate on the issues surrounding value. The concern here is that organizations often have many services, applications, and systems in place that are capable of managing and monitoring their infrastructure, but they simply aren't being used. So in many cases, we aren't talking about buying something new, but about using what you already have. Once we've discussed that, we'll look at the four levels of the IO model and classify each level so that you can see where your organization fits on the continuum. You'll also see the key improvements that should take place in order to move up levels in the IO model. This naturally leads to a discussion of benefits, what both the organization and the IT department will get from implementing the features, services, and policies necessary will be classified at a higher level in the IO model. We'll see how these higher levels of service reflect on the IT department and help the organization as a whole be more productive. Finally, we'll talk about how you get there, how you go from one level to another. As with most TechNet sessions, some prior experience of Microsoft technologies or similar technologies is always helpful. The next slide provides a brief overview of what would be helpful, but not essential for this session. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or from other versions of Microsoft products that we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to the session or to reference afterwards. To get the most out of this session, it is helpful if you had experience administering Windows desktops and servers, because that's what will be managed by the features and services described in the IO model. It's also helpful if you've managed networks and network devices previously, because IO model covers features and services designed to secure networks while allowing access to approved users. Finally, it's helpful if you've had experience administering Active Directory. To cover the topics mentioned on the earlier slide and keep the session flow going, we have divided the session up into the following agenda. First, we'll look at IT challenges, specifically how organizations tend to grow and add services. We'll talk about how it's easy to end up with an ad hoc environment where services aren't fully utilized or standardized. Then we'll examine in detail the IO model and look at how the IT infrastructure is classified at each level. This will help you classify your own level and also show you what results need to be in place to move to the next level. Next, we'll talk about the Microsoft Operations Framework, or MOF, and the IT Infrastructure Library, ITIL. We'll talk about what they are, how they relate to each other, and most importantly, how they can be used to provide guidance and value to IT deployments. In other words, how they can help you move up levels in the IO model. Finally, we'll look at some scenarios where the IO model is applied and see the challenges, growth, and benefits. Let's look at the cost and complexity of IT infrastructure. As companies grow, their IT infrastructures grow along with them. But more often than not, the pace of the growth is uneven, driven as much by the conditions under which they operate as the model they aspire to. You add an application here, you add functionality there, you You add people across the board. Yet the more variables you add to your infrastructure, the harder it can be to manage and, most importantly, to secure. According to analysts, more than 70% of a typical IT budget is spent on infrastructure, such as servers, operating systems, storage, and networking. Add to this the need to refresh and manage desktop and mobile devices, and you have a unique set of challenges for IT infrastructure to face. So even as the costs for hardware and software are tracking downward, the costs of managing and supporting your infrastructure are increasing. When businesses achieve critical mass, the demands placed on their IT infrastructures vary widely. It's critical that you plan for a future that encourages healthy and continuous growth, unencumbered by processes that may slow you down and applications that may hold you back. Let's examine the challenges faced by IT. Enterprises are challenged to simplify infrastructure and management. It's a simple equation. As the infrastructure grows by necessity, more is added to the infrastructure, which results in more to manage. This creates problems. It's costly to upgrade to the latest operating system, client software, and applications. The IT department has become a more efficient, strategic asset for the business. It has to help solve problems proactively, not simply be reactive. In addition, companies must rely on IT to help provide regulatory compliance for things like HIPAA and SOX. Enterprise IT departments are also trying to reduce costs and complexity. In many IT environments, server sprawl has led to increased operations and support costs. Labor-intensive legacy platforms have led to increased administration and support costs. At the same time, deployment and maintenance of IT systems remain costly and consume too much time and effort. IT staffs are also charged with taking on new efforts, such as managing system security and user identity information across enterprise systems, and building redundancy and disaster recovery into IT services. These types of projects often go uncompleted or strain the IT staff to the point where other functions and services suffer. All the while, IT departments are under pressure to reduce the cost of managing users and computers. Finally, IT departments must always strive to improve security. Organizations face an increasing number of malicious attacks and threats that are constantly evolving. They need to keep software up to date to address the latest security threats, and at the same time, need to provide secure access to information for employees, business partners, and customers. Moreover, collaboration and email software must be secured and controlled. Collaboration and email servers continue to be the primary means by which viruses are introduced into their environment, and IT departments are constantly trying to reduce the amount of spam that gets through. So how do you address these challenges? From an IT perspective, there are three key areas in which IO will positively impact organizations. First, it will enhance network, desktop, and server security. It will provide standards-based security practices and policies that can be easily applied throughout an organization. Second, it will reduce IT costs through standardization, a reduction in ad hoc support. Achieving higher levels of the IO will allow information workers to be more productive and will allow IT to be a proactive partner, providing technical solutions quickly to address needs, not simply reacting to problems as they appear. It's time to look at the infrastructure optimization model. The vision of infrastructure optimization, or IO, is to help customers realize the value of their IT infrastructure, to make the IT infrastructure a strategic asset that enables agility within their organization, and ultimately to help them create an infrastructure for a people-ready business. This is the all-up view of the optimization model. The application platform model describes those processes involved in delivering applications. Included in the scope of the application platform is data management, business process, and business intelligence. Data management is defined as the ability to access and process data. Business process includes the concept of service-oriented architecture, or SOA. This describes how businesses can manage their processes, integrate applications and legacy systems, and connect to trading partners and customers through process automation, optimization through process management, and real-time visibility. Business intelligence is a set of technologies required to provide easy-to-use information directly where individuals work, collaborate, and make decisions. Business intelligence also plays a role in the business productivity model. This model is a set of technologies that help streamline the management and control of content, data, and processes across all areas of a customer's business. It helps simplify how people work together, make processes and content management more efficient, and improves the quality of business insight while enabling IT to increase responsiveness and have a strategic impact on the business. In addition to business intelligence, business productivity encompasses enterprise content management and the communication collaboration infrastructure. Finally, the core infrastructure model involves the underlying IT roles of security, networking, identity and access management, device management, and data recovery or protection. Key enablers are the linkages between the models that are necessary to drive actualization of the cross-model capabilities. Transcending all the models are IT, as well as security processes and, where applicable, development strategies. This series will focus in closely on the core IO model. We will act as consultants for the fictional firm Contoso. We are basing our solutions on the concepts presented in the core IO to help Contoso move from a basic infrastructure to a dynamic one. First, we will address Contoso's identity and access management challenges. Then we will present solutions for desktop, server, and device management. Following that, we will examine the security issues at Contoso and develop a proactive security strategy. Finally, we will look at data protection and recovery at Contoso. By systematically dealing with these categories of technology at Contoso, we can show value in the organization by lowering the TCO and increasing the usefulness of the organization's IT investment. With that in mind, let's look at where Contoso is today. Now we'll examine in detail the IO model and look at how the IT infrastructure is classified at each level. This will help you classify your own level and also show you what results need to be in place to move to the next level. Let's take a broad look at the infrastructure optimization model. The infrastructure optimization model, or IO, has been developed using industry best practices and Microsoft's own experiences with its enterprise customers, and is based upon Gartner's infrastructure maturity model and MIT's architecture maturity model. A key goal for Microsoft in creating the infrastructure optimization model was to develop a simple way to use a maturity framework that is flexible and that can easily be used as the benchmark for technical capability and business value. The infrastructure optimization model from Microsoft helps customers understand and subsequently improve the current state of their IT infrastructure and what that means in terms of cost, security risk, and operational agility. Dramatic cost savings can be realized by moving from an unmanaged environment towards a dynamic environment. Security improves from highly vulnerable in a basic infrastructure to dynamically proactive in a more mature infrastructure. IT infrastructure management changes from highly manual and reactive to highly automated and proactive. Microsoft and its partners can provide the technologies, processes, and procedures to help customers move up through the infrastructure optimization journey. The process moves from fragmented or non-existent to optimized and repeatable. IO frees up resources and provides a foundation for organizational agility. Customers' ability to use technology to improve business agility and to deliver business value increases as they move from the basic state up the continuum toward a dynamic state, empowering information workers and managers and supporting new business opportunities. By working with Microsoft and using this model as a framework, an enterprise can quickly understand the strategic value and business benefits to the organization in moving from a basic level of maturity, where the IT infrastructure is generally considered a cost center, towards a more dynamic use, in which the business value of the IT infrastructure is clearly understood, and the infrastructure is viewed as a strategic business asset and business enabler. Let's look at the IO model in action. The basic IT infrastructure is characterized by manual, localized processes, minimal central control, non-existent or unenforced IT policies and standards regarding security, backup, image management and deployment, compliance, and other common IT standards. There is a general lack of knowledge regarding the details of the infrastructure that is currently in place, or which tactics will have the greatest impact to improve upon it. Overall health of applications and services is unknown due to a lack of tools and resources. There is no vehicle for sharing accumulated knowledge across IT. Customers with the basic infrastructure find their environments extremely hard to control, have very high desktop and server management costs, are generally very reactive to security threats, and have very little positive impact on the ability of the business to benefit from IT. Generally, all patches, software deployments, and services are provided high touch and high cost. Customers benefit substantially by moving from this type of basic infrastructure to a standardized infrastructure, which helps them to dramatically reduce costs through developing standards, policies, and controls with an enforcement strategy, mitigating security risks by developing a defense in depth posture, a layered approach to security at the perimeter, server, desktop, and application levels, automating many manual and time consuming tasks, adopting best practices, ITIL, SANS, and so on, and aspiring to make IT a strategic asset rather than a burden. The standardized infrastructure introduces controls through the use of standards and policies to manage desktops and servers, how computers are introduced to the network, the use of Active Directory to manage resources, security policies, and access control. Customers in a standardized state have realized the value of basic standards and some policies, yet are still quite reactive. Generally, all patches, software deployment, and desktop service are provided through medium touch with medium to high cost. However, they have a reasonable inventory of hardware and software and are beginning to manage licenses. Security measures are improved with a lockdown perimeter. However, internal security may still be a risk. Customers benefit by moving from this standardized state to a rationalized state with their infrastructure by gaining substantial control over the infrastructure and having proactive policies and processes that prepare them for the spectrum of circumstances from opportunity to catastrophe. Service management is a concept, and that organization is taking steps to recognize where to implement it. Technology is also beginning to play a much larger role, moving towards a rationalized infrastructure by becoming a business asset and ally rather than a burden. The rationalized infrastructure is where the costs involved in managing desktops and servers are at their lowest, and processes and policies have matured to begin playing a large role in supporting and expanding the business. Security is proactive, and responding to threats and challenges is rapid and controlled. The use of zero-touch deployment minimizes costs, time to deploy, and technical challenges. The number of images is minimal, and the process for managing desktops is very low touch. They have a clear inventory of hardware and software, and only purchase those licenses and computers they need. Security is extremely proactive, with strict policies and control from desktop to server to firewall to extranet. Customers benefit on a business level by moving from the rationalized state to a dynamic state. The benefits of implementing new or alternative technologies to take on a business challenge or opportunity far outweigh the incremental cost. Service management is implemented for a few services within the organization, taking steps to implement more broadly across IT. Customers contemplating the value of the dynamic state generally are looking for their IT infrastructure to provide a business advantage. Customers with a dynamic infrastructure are fully aware of the strategic value their infrastructure provides in helping them run their business efficiently and staying ahead of competitors. Costs are fully controlled, and integration between users and data, desktops and servers, and collaboration between users and departments is pervasive. Mobile users have nearly on-site levels of service and capabilities, regardless of location. Processes are fully automated, often incorporated into the technology itself, allowing IT to be aligned and managed according to the business needs. Additional investments in technology yield specific, rapid, measurable benefits for the business. The use of self-provisioning software and quarantine-like systems for ensuring patch management and compliance with established security policies allow the dynamic organization to automate processes, thus improving reliability, lowering costs, and increasing service levels. Customers benefit from increasing the percentage of their infrastructure that is dynamic by providing heightened levels of service, competitive and comparative advantage, and taking on bigger business challenges. Service management is implemented for all critical services, with service level agreements and operational reviews established. So now you've seen the model, and we've explained what it looks like in action. So where are customers now? Most customers today are at the basic state. About one-third are in standardized state. Only about 5% are in a rationalized or dynamic state. Let's look at how this will help save costs. This data was taken directly from Gartner's DECM tool using the unmanaged, managed, typically managed, and well-managed default settings, and is within 10% of the cost metrics that appear in Gartner's biannual research notes. Microsoft's IT maturity model is based on Gartner's server model. Within Gartner, separate IT maturity models are used for the server and the desktop. The data presented here is a blend of Gartner's desktop model and Microsoft's model. The desktop model has three levels: unmanaged 10%, typically managed 70%, and well-managed 20%. During the overlay process, unmanaged was mapped to basic, typically managed to standard, and well-managed to rationalized. The largest desktop TCO savings comes from moving from standardized to rationalized, and is driven primarily by a mandatory desktop lockdown. Getting to desktop lockdown requires that organizations are able to run users as standard user instead of administrator, and then implementing policies to prevent users from installing their own software or changing settings. Getting all users to standard user will require that all applications that require administrative rights are replaced, or that third-party software is adopted to remedy the situation. Windows Vista will match the third-party software's ability to deal with these applications through user account protection and registry virtualization. The savings from basic to standard comes from a number of drivers, primarily focused on the establishment of IT policies and basic levels of centralization. The dynamic state is not represented in this model, since Gartner's desktop model has only three levels and tops out with TCO optimization at rationalized or well-managed. At the dynamic level, TCO is no longer the primary driver, and in fact, will likely go up to 5% or more compared to rationalized. In the dynamic state, organizations are willing to sacrifice TCO in order to improve service levels and business agility. For example, having a service desk that guarantees to resolve all user desktop issues in 1 hour is more expensive to operate than a service desktop that guarantees resolution within 24 hours. An example of business agility might be the partial decentralization of IT in order to put IT decisions into the hands of local business units so that they can more quickly respond to business opportunities. The decentralization causes a TCO hit, while the increased agility is mapped to increase revenue, not tracked in this model. When looking at this model, organizations should estimate where they are today and where their end goal is. Dynamic may not be for everyone. The next step is to do a gap analysis on IT capabilities, processes, and to rank them by impact to TCO, service levels, and agility. Microsoft technologies should then be mapped into the desired IT capabilities or processes. Because of an organization's ability to absorb change, organizations should move to the next level above their level. Let's talk about what this destination should be. Why is the IO model structured the way it is? We understand the challenges you face at each step in the life cycle and between the steps. Complexity is at the root of your challenges, causing key issues. By dividing up the infrastructure optimization journey into schedulable steps, we can help you reach the dynamic destination. Customers with a dynamic infrastructure are fully aware of the strategic value their infrastructure provides in helping them run their businesses efficiently and in staying ahead of their competitors. Costs are fully controlled, integration between users and data and desktops and servers, and collaboration between users and departments is pervasive. Mobile users have nearly on-site levels of service and capabilities regardless of location. Processes are fully automated, often incorporated into the technology itself, allowing IT to be aligned and managed according to the business needs. Additional investment in technology yields specific, rapid, measurable benefits for the business. The use of self-provisioning software and quarantine-like systems for ensuring patch management and compliance with established security policies allow the dynamic organization to automate processes, thus improving reliability, lowering costs, and increasing service levels. Customers benefit from increasing the percentage of their infrastructure that is dynamic by providing heightened levels of service, competitive and comparative advantage, and taking on bigger business challenges. Service management is implemented for all critical services with service level agreements and operational reviews established. One thing to make clear at this point is the benefit of automation. Automating deployment significantly reduces deployment cost. Automation, good tools, and support can reduce the cost of deployments. While cost of deployment for desktop has been high in past rollouts, for example, with Microsoft Windows and Microsoft Office 2000, customers report above 1,000. For current versions, the cost has been reduced dramatically. With Office 2003, Microsoft has released guidance and tools that address key challenges for software distribution in file conversion, application compatibility, and end-user education. These tools have reduced deployment costs per desktop to around $300. Customers that have AD deployment and use SMS and the Business Desktop Deployment Tools, or BDD, including image management, experience deployment costs per desktop of under $100. One of the most important Microsoft Solution Accelerators is the Business Desktop Deployment Solution Accelerator. Using its methodology and tools significantly reduces desktop deployment costs. Microsoft provides a lot of tools, guidance, and help that will allow you to get to a state that is much more automated and much easier to deploy, a state that is much closer to dynamic rather than basic. The I/O model is broken into steps, and there are tools and guidance for each step. The cost savings that can be achieved as you move from basic to dynamic are significant. Let's take it a step further and see how moving to a rationalized level with automation can save money across the company. Let's consider a sample assessment done by one of our partners for a company with 1,000 servers and 10,000 desktops. They decided to go even more granular with their assessment, but each of the areas they assessed matched up with the core areas we have described for the model. These estimates represent labor savings over and above an assumed 20% reduction in staffing levels due to the current transformation program. Total estimated benefits are $6.7 million, comprising 10,000 desktops and 1,050 servers, from labor benefits arising from server consolidation, reduction in desktop support, overstaffing levels, reducing on-site support, and improving processes technology that is moving to the rationalized level on the I/O. Now, the people who are doing this activity can be used on the higher level business IT tasks, thus showing how the value of moving is not only saving costs, but it also drives better business alignment from a resourcing standpoint. Now let's move on to the next agenda item. Now we'll talk about the Microsoft Operations Framework, MOF, and the IT Infrastructure Library, ITIL. We'll talk about what they are, how they relate to each other, and, most importantly, how they can be used to provide guidance and value to IT deployments. In other words, how they can help you move up levels in the I/O model. First, let's look at the Microsoft Operations Framework and the IT Infrastructure Library. Microsoft Operations Framework, or MOF, is a collection of best practices, principles, and models that offer guidance to IT organizations for managing their IT services. Built on the IT Infrastructure Library, or ITIL, from the Office of Government Commerce in the United Kingdom, MOF is a framework for managing the operations and support of IT systems, making adjustments due to changing business needs, and optimizing processes for greater efficiency. MOF simplifies IT processes using a model illustrated with clear, easily understood diagrams that divide IT services into four quadrants: the supporting quadrant, the changing quadrant, the operating quadrant, and the optimizing quadrant. The goal of MOF is to help IT organizations achieve reliability, availability, supportability, and manageability in their mission-critical systems. Because MOF practices are easy to incorporate, either selectively or comprehensively, operations staff can realize tangible benefits by following the model. Applying the principles of ITIL to the Microsoft technology platform, MOF provides a foundation to help IT organizations meet the challenges described previously and support the goal of continuous improvement. ITIL is a great set of descriptive reference guidance, but often leaves people saying, "So how do I do it?" MOF adopting ITIL makes it actionable to help our customers best leverage the Microsoft platform. MOF retains common terminology and adapts it to broaden the focus in terms of breadth through continuous improvement and depth through extra considerations, such as user roles, supporting function, such as administration and monitoring function, and hence a relationship to the capability of the Microsoft management products and technologies. Let's look at how MOF and ITIL map to the I/O model. First, if you look at how the segments of MOF map to the I/O levels, you'll see that basic, the starting point, maps to the supporting quadrant. IT is reactive, problem-driven, and basically trying to respond to and avoid downtime. As you move on to standardized, the environment is changing, It's still largely reactive, but it's stable and request-driven as opposed to fire drill-driven. Change management and planning processes are in place and used for some things, such as server upgrades, although not everywhere. Things are running, and the goal is to keep it running. Once you move to rationalize, IT is proactive rather than reactive. IT is also accountable. Systems are monitored, and there are formal change management processes in place, as well as service level agreements. The infrastructure is predictable and quality driven. Dynamic is when this is fully optimized. Infrastructure is proactive and optimizes both cost and quality. It's agile. The systems are not only monitored, but are self-assessing. There are continuous improvements, and the infrastructure is a critical advantage in company processes and operations, not a cog or an impediment. Now let's go on to the last agenda item. We'll look at some scenarios where the IO model is applied and see the challenges, growth, and benefits. We've separated the journey from basic to dynamic into some discrete areas. At Microsoft, we have divided the journey to infrastructure maturity into four technology views. First, identity and access management. Second, managing the desktop life cycle. Third, how you implement and manage security, networking, and monitoring of your IT infrastructure. Fourth, your policies and procedures for data protection and recovery. Next, we'll review a scenario that shows you how to progress from basic to dynamic through a technology area. Here is an example of one of the technology views, how you implement and manage identity and access management of your IT infrastructure. At the basic level, there is no centralized server-based identity or access management, such as Active Directory. Users operate in administrative mode. There's limited or inconsistent use of passwords at the desktop and minimal enterprise access standards or identity policies. At the standardized level, Active Directory is in use for authentication and authorization. At this level, users still have access to administrative mode. Security templates are applied to standard images, but desktops are not controlled by group policy. At the rationalized level, Active Directory group policy and security templates are used to manage desktops for security and settings. Desktops are tightly managed. At the dynamic level, centrally managed user provisioning occurs across heterogeneous systems. Next, let's look at a scenario around the desktop lifecycle technology area. Here is an example of how you implement and manage the desktop lifecycle of your IT infrastructure. In a later session, we will give you a detailed look at how to do this. At the basic level, there are a multitude of desktop images, more than two versions of Windows or Office, and those versions are two versions or more back. By that we mean if Windows XP is current, Windows NT 4.0 or Windows 98 are both two versions back. The productivity software Microsoft Office is similarly diverse. The organization has no management standards or service level agreements for their implementation. At the standardized level, there are standardized desktop images and no more than two versions of Windows or Office. Versions of Windows or Office are either the current version or only one version back. Important servers are monitored using a tool like Microsoft Operations Manager. At the rationalized level, there are standardized modern desktop images. Versions of Windows or Office are either the current version or only one version back. Operating systems and software are deployed in an efficient, automated manner. The organization has implemented an application compatibility program to test and approve new software. At the dynamic level, there are standardized modern desktop images. The version of Windows or Office is the currently released version. IT management is fully automated. The desktop and server infrastructure is seen by management, IT, and information workers as the key portal for business integration. Next, let's look at a scenario around the security, networking, and monitoring technology area. Here is an example of how you implement and manage security, networking, and monitoring of your IT infrastructure. At the basic level, infrastructure is limited. There is a lack of standardized security measures. Ad hoc management of system configuration is the norm, and there is limited to no monitoring of infrastructure. At the standardized level, automated patch management, Windows Update, Update Services, SMS has been deployed. Security is improved with an Edge firewall that has a lockdown configuration. There is also a standardized antivirus solution in place. Firewall is enabled on laptops. New systems are limited to those supported by IT, and there is a defined set of standard basic images, although they might not be in use everywhere. At the rationalized level, defense in-depth security measures are widely deployed. Anti-malware protection, that is spyware, bots, rootkits, and so on, is deployed. Firewall is enabled on desktops, laptops, and servers. Wireless networks are secured. There is service-level monitoring on desktops and servers, and IPsec is used to isolate critical systems. At the dynamic level, there is automated, centralized management of security updates for both clients and servers, application compatibility testing, client and server firewall mitigations, application and image deployment, and server operations. There is a reference image system. There is even security event correlation. Next, let's look at a scenario around the data protection and recovery technology area. Here is an example of how you implement and manage data protection and recovery of your IT infrastructure. At the basic level, local user data is stored randomly and not backed up to the network. Any backup that does happen, happens locally. Users are responsible for that. There is no user state migration available for deployment. Recovery of backed up data is untested, and each server is backed up to tape. At the standardized level, there are standards for local storage in My Documents, but that folder is not redirected to servers or backed up. Any backup happens at the workgroup level. There is backup and restore on critical servers. There is some automation of user state migration available for deployment. Recovery of backed up data has been tested on mission critical systems. At the rationalized level, users store data to My Documents, and that folder is synchronized to the server. Backup is managed at company level, and there is backup and restore of all servers. There are service level agreements in place. User state is preserved and restored for deployment. Recovery is tested for mission critical and application data. All backups are land-based. At the dynamic level, backup and restore are self-managed for all server and desktop data. SLAs are in place. Backups are SAN-based with snapshots and use D2D technology. There are some solution accelerators from Microsoft that can make stages of this journey easier. First, to simplify deployment, the Microsoft BDD solution version 2.5. Business desktop deployment consists of two solutions, Standard Edition, using light touch methods for organizations without SMS-managed client networks, and Enterprise Edition, using zero-touch methods as a fully automated solution for SMS-managed environments. Second, to improve application compatibility, there's the Application Compatibility Toolkit version 4.0. Third, there are tested and proven infrastructure deployment and migration solution accelerators. This includes solution accelerators for software updates, service monitoring, upgrading and consolidating server workloads, security and interoperability. Please see http://www.microsoft.com/technet/IT solutions for a comprehensive list. For the Microsoft and Partner Infrastructure Optimization Services Portfolio. Fifth, the Microsoft Operations Framework Service and Delivery Solutions. Now let's review what we've covered in this session. First, identify your level of IT infrastructure maturity and discover how to move to the next phase that enables cost reductions, improved automated operations, increased security, and improved delivery of critical business services. From there, identify the biggest challenges you foresee in moving from basic to standardized to rationalized, and finally to dynamic. Then create a plan and make sure the plan takes advantage of the solutions and solution accelerators that are available from Microsoft. To get more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, we have some online resources available that can help. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. Additionally, visit www.microsoft.com/technet/HOT-10 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills in implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The Skills Assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Pressbooks, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and Visual Studio .NET. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available. Starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, or MCP, you can choose to go and become a Fully Certified System Administrator, MCSA, or System Engineer, MCSE, or a Desktop Specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which I'm sure you'll find interesting to hear about. To help explain this in more detail, I'd like to introduce Ian Brackenberry, TechNet Subscriptions Product Manager, to cover these changes in more detail.
TechNet Plus Subscription introduces its newest offering, TechNet Plus Direct. With TechNet Plus Direct, subscribers get all of the benefits of TechNet Plus for 30% less. Subscribers receive fast, easy access to the tools and information they need to get the most out of Microsoft solutions. A subscription provides IT professionals with immediate online access to all the essential technical resources they need to resolve technical issues faster, get hands-on experience with the latest Microsoft technologies, and build technical skills. Subscribers now get immediate access to all their subscription features in one convenient location, our new online benefits portal. Subscribers get access through subscriber download to Microsoft full version software for evaluation and beta releases without time or feature limits. No more waiting for media shipments. This includes Microsoft Server, client, and application software titles. With full version software, subscribers can make informed decisions about new technologies and deployments at their own pace. For the toughest technical questions, a TechNet Plus subscription also comes with two complimentary professional support incidents. Subscribers can talk to a Microsoft support professional to quickly resolve their mission-critical technical issues fast. TechNet Plus also provides access to over 100 managed newsgroups. Subscribers can exchange ideas with other professionals and get expert answers to their technical questions within the next business day, guaranteed. In addition, subscribers can also chat with a Microsoft Search Assistant online for help finding the technical resources they need or for assistance with non-technical questions. Subscribers also get access to technical information and tools, including the TechNet Plus library containing the knowledge base, security updates, service packs, resource kits, and more. TechNet Plus offers proven value that far exceeds its cost. The two complimentary professional support incidents alone more than offset the cost of a TechNet Plus subscription. Add to that the evaluation and beta software and other technical resources, and TechNet Plus clearly boosts productivity. Every IT professional on the team needs one. TechNet Plus is available exclusively online without media shipments. For more information, please visit technet.microsoft.com/subscriptions. There are a number of free community resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of the product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public newsgroups. The newsgroup page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post questions, and through their subscription ID, are guaranteed a response from Microsoft support professionals and IT experts by the next business day. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can cover on this slide, and the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details about attending a live TechNet event. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk to Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, the TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. And with that, thank you for taking the time to listen to this TechNet session.